This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
Walton Arts Center officials have announced a unanimous vote for a $500,000 grant from the Fayetteville Advertising and Promotion Commission to support the construction of the new Arkansas Music Pavilion at the Northwest Arkansas Mall. The A&P Commission will award half the money immediately and allocate the remaining amount in the first quarter of 2012. The renovations will increase the capacity to 6,400 seats and help improve the overall patron and artist experience, according to Walton Arts Center officials. Tomorrow, Peter Lane, the CEO and president of Walton Arts Center, will be on Ozarks at Large to talk about the new AMP.
The director of the Arkansas Economic Development Commission remains hospitalized today. 70-year-old Maria Haley has been the director since 2007. Leslie Taylor is a spokeswoman for the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences.
Ms. Haley was admitted to UAMS on Friday, and her family has asked us to say that she is gravely ill, and they are asking for continued prayers from the public.
Before becoming the state's economic development director, Haley was a longtime aide to former President Bill Clinton.
With record snow, cold, floods, tornadoes, and heat in 2011, local, state, and federal emergency managers traded war stories at their annual three-day conference last week in Hot Springs. During the conference, John Luther, who directs the Washington County Office of Emergency Management, was named Arkansas Emergency Management Coordinator of the Year. A colleague, Fred McMullen, the emergency management coordinator for Franklin County, said in an email sent to media that Luther has put in countless hours, not only leading missions, but he's also been serving on numerous state emergency readiness and grant committees. He's also a member of the Arkansas Emergency Management Board of Directors. He received the award at the conference's banquet and says he was surprised.
I was. There are 75 counties. Each county has an emergency management coordinator. Little Rock and North Little Rock, also in Pulaski County, have coordinators. So there's 77 of us in the state. And to be chosen as the area coordinator for Northwest area was quite an honor. And then of the five areas in the state, to be chosen out of the five recipients of the area coordinator of the year to get the overall coordinator of the year, I was very honored and very, very surprised.
Luther says this year in particular has presented one emergency after another.
It started out on the 31st of last year with the tornadoes in Cincinnati and followed through into the spring with the flooding. And then that was followed by tornadoes, obviously, those in Joplin and then down in Franklin County, and we've just been in a constant mode of response since the beginning of the year. So it's been very busy, very challenging, and we've just one right on the other.
There was also a record snowfall in northwest Arkansas, accompanied by the coldest conditions ever recorded across this portion of the state. As a result, Luther says, emergency responders have had lots of practice.
I'm very proud of our responders in Washington County and our neighboring counties. They work very hard. Our volunteer forces are top of the line, very committed responders. Our paid personnel are involved in it every day as well. And together we really make some really effective response teams when we partner. And then when we have situations like Joplin, Franklin County's tornado, flooding, various incidents, it does make us better.
September, by the way, is National Preparedness Month, and more information about that is available at FEMA.gov.
Season tickets for the University of Arkansas men's basketball team are now on sale. Season ticket packages are $500 and include admission to 22 games at Bud Walton Arena. Arkansas's home games include matchups against SEC teams like Alabama, Florida, and Vanderbilt. Arkansas's season opener is set for Friday, November 11th, when the Razorbacks host USC Upstate. More information is available at ArkansasRazorbacks.com. And senior Ethan Tracy fired a final round 71 to lead the UA men's golf team to victory yesterday at the Gopher Invitational in Minnesota. The Razorbacks overcame a four-stroke deficit over the final 18 holes to win by three strokes over North Texas and the 14-team field. Tracy's final round of 71 was the fourth lowest of anyone in the 75-man field. The Razorbacks are back in action September 24th when they travel to Burlington, Iowa to participate in the Golf Week Conference Challenge.